Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, September 26th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Budget-Friendly Gift Ideas Make Sense, with my guest, Audrey Kirchner, columnist, musician, gardener, and gourmet cook. Welcome to all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone or on the website, maybe you're over there in the chat room, or perhaps you're listening to this show from the archives. In any case, I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others who can benefit. And thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. The easiest one is just to click that follow button, and you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week of each upcoming episode. Now, have you always wanted to write a book? And don't tell me you haven't, because a lot of you have told me you do. Some of you have hesitated for perhaps years to get busy with your book. Others have been writing pages and pages, some of you for months, for years, some of you, but you don't know how to get your book published. Now, if this sounds like you, I invite you to get your copy of my home study workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even if you're an ordinary person and hated high school English. I will show you how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly and marketed effectively. Most important, in this workshop, I'm going to tell you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. You can download your copy of the Home Study Workshop at my website, www.abookin90days.com. When you place your order, you'll be able to download the course right away, and you can get started working on your book tonight. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about all those things which contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Budget-Friendly Gift Ideas Make Sense with my guest, Audrey Kirchner, who describes herself as a worker bee who grew up poor, had a shaky beginning, and has always worked hard. Thus, Audrey knows the value of things and what truly matters in life. Without thinking about it, she made seize the day or be all that you can be her life mantras. She loves life and loves being involved in many things. Besides writing, which she just started 2 years ago, Audrey is also a seasoned wife and mother, having been married for 36 years and having raised 3 wonderful children. Wow. She works in medical transcription as an editor and has owned her own service for more than 20 years. Audrey is also a musician, a gourmet cook, a rabid reader, an environmentalist, a gardener, a photographer, and a musher. We're going to have to ask her to explain what a musher is. She has 3 Malamutes, which she has trained to pull scooters and sleds and who fill her days with wonderful stories and much love. She believes in embracing life to its fullest, which you can tell from all the things she's doing. She believes in dealing the cards you are dealt, fighting for things that you hold dear, and recognizing that knowledge is power. Audrey believes that the more we know about ourselves, the world around us, and others, the better people we become. This, she believes, is also the ticket for stopping abuse on all levels, as well as understanding and solving problems. Last but not least, Audrey is a frugal person who believes in leaving the smallest footprint on this world as possible. She loves her comfort things as much as the next person, but she has learned the value of the dollar and makes it her goal to get the best deal and cut corners whenever possible. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Audrey Kirchner. Hi, Audrey.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me, Flora.
Well, thank you for taking time. You have a busy schedule.
I do. I was getting tired listening to all of this.
Well, before we do anything, you have to tell me what a musher is.
It's somebody who rides on a scooter, a sled, or even it can be riding on cross country skis with dogs.
Oh.
And it doesn't have to be Malamutes like mine or Siberians. It can actually be any breed of dog that you can train to pull you.
Okay, so it's like those I've seen pictures in Alaska of
right.
the races they have.
Right, and you train the dogs to obey your commands, hopefully.
Okay.
I say that in quotes. And they pull you along. And you can do it on land. You can do it in snow. I mean, it's just a really cool dog sport. And
wow.
you can pretty much do it to any level that you want. I do it just to exercise my dogs and give them a job because Malamutes really need a job.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. You have such a variety of interests, and I'm very happy that I discovered you because how I discovered you, you'd written an article about budget-friendly gift ideas, so I thought how perfect to talk about this just as we're starting to see store displays and the commercials have begun to tempt us to spend money we don't have, to buy items we don't need, and to buy gifts just to try to outdo our neighbors and our friends. Now, I'm not sure at what point in history gift-giving got so out of hand, but it certainly has. What do you think has happened to alter our idea of gift-giving, and what do you think we need to remember about the purpose of giving gifts?
Well, I think it probably started with people like me, the baby boomers, and for some reason it just seemed like over time we became this society that we have to have the best. I mean, it's not good enough to have a digital camera. You have to get the newest digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like even as I was raising my own children, you have to have them in everything. You can't just have them in certain specialty things, like maybe he's good at dance or she's good at dance and he's good at, you know, music. But you have to have them in everything across the board. And the thing that I've learned, I suppose, just growing up the way I did and through life experiences, less is more. The more you have, the less you appreciate it, it seems to me. The bigger that you get, the more things that you try to accumulate, it just becomes a mishmash of what do I really have. So I've learned the hard way, and the best way is to minimize everything in life. You don't have to live, you know, a miserly existence, but I think concentrating on the most important things, decluttering your life in general, is the way to go to determine the things that are most important and concentrate on those. And quality is better than quantity. Thinking of something that you want to give somebody that's going to make a difference to them or make them happy, that's much more important than the price tag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I know you believe in the purpose behind gift giving has been lost. So what do you think is the purpose we should have in our heads when we're giving someone something?
Just how will that make them feel better? Will it improve their life? And it doesn't even have to be a material gift. There were years, you know, lean years that we had growing up with our kids and both working, and just something as simple as making a coupon book, you know, knowing things that your spouse or your child or even a parent or a friend, maybe they would be overwhelmed. Maybe they don't have money to give you a gift, but you want to give them a gift. And you just make something out of nothing, basically. You give your time. You promise them a dinner. Like I could say to my friend, hey, your present is I'm going to come over and do a 5-course meal for you. Pay for everything. Do it. Cook it. Lay it out. Set your table. Give you a romantic evening at home with your husband, and that's my gift to you. Or doing a gift basket, which I have done several years for people that work for me because they maybe didn't want to give us presents back. And I would just go out and buy turkeys and like all the trimmings or something and use a simple like a wicker laundry basket that I'd purchased for $3 at Michael's, let's say, and fill that with the trimmings and all the things, potatoes or carrots or whatever, and just give that to them, like on Christmas Eve. To me, that's something that's a little bit more personal than, oh, I bought you this crystal vase, which, what's the value of that?
It's interesting because as you were talking, I was thinking about the fact, like with the crystal vase, for example, one of the unfortunate things that happens sometimes with gift giving is we give items that are inappropriate or they're not well suited for the recipient. And it often shows to me that we're not even thinking about the recipient and what they could use. So I hear you saying that when we are planning to give a gift, to think of the needs of the person, the interests of the person, and also of our budget. So the example you gave of cooking a meal for someone who perhaps would appreciate that more, perhaps can't cook their own meal, or even if they can, it's a wonderful thing to have an evening off and have somebody else to come in and serve you like that, right?
And it's a treat. And the other thing that I've started doing over the years is I do ask everybody close to me to give me a wish list, and I ask them to give it to me early so I have time to look for things on sale, let's say. But then I also ask them to update it closer to the holidays so I make sure I'm still on target, like they didn't buy that one of those things for themselves already.
But it
seems like to me, especially in a turndown economy like we're in right now, to me, it matters more that I give them something that they really, really need or they really want rather than something, like you're saying, just going out and willy-nilly buying something for the fact of buying it and saying, oh, I'm sure they'll like this, or if they don't, they can return it. And, there's so many things, and that's, to me, it's all about, like I say, less is more. It just seems to me that quality should supersede quantity every time.
Right, right. And the interests and the person, the personality and the hobbies, the interests of the person you're giving to, so that it becomes a meaningful gift and not just something you did at the last minute to just feel obligated to give a gift, one of those kind of things.
Yeah. Right, or even doing gift baskets, that's a favorite thing of mine, and I collect baskets, and I like to find little containers that would make really interesting, and they can be small, they can be large, and then if you have somebody that's a reader or a musician, somebody who loves like Chris Botti, his CDs, let's say, and picking up, you know, jazz CDs that are like his, maybe new artists that, you know, the person hadn't heard of before, or making a coffee basket or tea basket or just some little type of thing that you know that they're going to like and they will personally enjoy.
Yes, yes. That makes so much more sense. Before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell listeners how they can find your articles, because you have written hundreds of articles on a wide variety of topics. You're a great writer, and I want listeners to know how they can get more of those. So please share with us the website they can go to read more articles that you've written.
Well, you can find me on www.hubpages.com, and if you just type in where it says search, type in A. Kirchner, and it's K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R, the old German spelling, and all of my hubs will be listed under my profile, which is A. Kirchner, and I have written probably about 550 articles so far.
Goodness, that's amazing.
Yes, on many topics, but I enjoy it. And some of my favorites are budgeting and also humor. I do a lot of personal life funny stories that are all true, unfortunately.
That's wonderful. Let me repeat that in case people didn't understand. www.hub, and hub is spelled H-U-B like in boy, hubpages.com.
Right.
And then
right.
Find go to put in A. Kirchner, K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R. Well, that's great. I know I'm going to be heading over there to take a look at some of your other articles. Now, you've mentioned about making a gift basket and some of the other things. These require planning ahead. How can planning ahead enable us to give wonderful gifts without straining our budgets?
Well, if you, like I was saying, the example of looking for baskets, looking for containers. Whenever you see them on sale, you can even find them at garage sales or thrift shops or whatever, and just, you know, spray them or clean them or paint. You can even repaint them. And then save those as your little containers. You can get cellophane wrap very inexpensively at craft stores or even the dollar store for small baskets, or you can buy bags. And just start saving them up. And then just having in mind maybe some of the things that, you know, you'd like to put in a basket. If you saw a pair of mittens, you know, after the season's over, pick them up for $1 or $2 and just use little things or teas, selections of coffee flavorings or teas or basically any kind of, I always think, jams, cookie type things, or even little cookbooks, small things that will fit in baskets. And anytime you see those on major sale, just pick up a few and save them with the idea that you're going to make some gift baskets. And it doesn't have to be for the Christmas holidays. It can be for birthdays. It can be for any. So, and keeping that in mind also, gift cards get a really bad rep, but I've found that it's one of the most intelligent gifts that you can buy, and it doesn't have to be a huge gift card. If you even pick up a small, like, $5 Starbucks card, and you slip that into a basket or a movie card or anything, they're just kind of neat little things that you know somebody can use, and it's not going to be a waste of your money. And it just adds that little oomph to your basket. Oh, what a neat thing. I have, you know, $5 I get to spend at Starbucks.
That's right. And you will have an occasion to use those at some point, even if it's at the airport while you're waiting for your plane.
That's right. Exactly.
That's great. Now, as kids, I remember myself as a kid and also my children and grandchildren often made gifts for our parents and my kids for me, because as kids we didn't have a lot of money and we had to be resourceful. And many times at school or Girl Scouts or church, they would have us make gifts to give for the holidays and other occasions. So now here we are all grown up. What kinds of gifts can we create as adults that would be welcomed and yet would still be quite affordable? You've mentioned cooking the meal for someone. What are some other things? You've mentioned the gift basket. Is there are there some other kinds of things we could create for people?
Sure. Actually, several years now, I've done placemats, just really, really simple placemats. I asked what the colors were if I didn't know precisely, or even just doing napkins. If you sew at all, it's so easy, or dish towels, or even making an apron, or just little things like that. It really doesn't take that much time. I would say within an hour, I've been able to, you know, whip up 6 or 8 dinner napkins, and maybe I bought some really unique placemats to go with those that cost maybe $1 a piece or $1.99 a piece at, let's say, Bed Bath & Beyond. And I think that that's a really neat gift that didn't cost a lot of money. And I've even gone so far as to make men's shirts a couple of years. That was very intricate,
oh.
and that did take me a lot of time. But
yeah.
Or doing little cross-stitch pieces for people. But the important thing is to remember, if you're going to do those projects, you really have to start way ahead, and you don't want to be stressed or not end up finishing them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to budget your time. But then things as simple as, like, I've gotten rave reviews for chocolate hot cocoa mix, and you just put them in clever little containers, like a little jar with designs on it, or, you know, doing cake mixes or even homemade Bisquick mix, things like that, and giving those for people in that recipe cards, or just little things that people know that you put that effort into it, or something as traditional as making somebody a pine cone wreath or an herb wreath. That's really a neat idea and something they'll never find anyplace else, probably. And it's personalized. It also gets people, I think, in the mood to start thinking outside the box. Oh, I could do something like that. And I think that that's kind of, it takes me back to being a kid, and I kind of enjoy, I think, making things just because it makes you feel so much better than just going out and purchasing something.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I want to emphasize something you said earlier, too, about planning ahead. I can remember I had four children, so I definitely had to plan ahead for Christmas so I wouldn't be cash-strapped at the, you know, in November trying to get all these things for the holidays. So I would do exactly what you said, and that is I would be shopping year-round, especially immediately after the holidays. I could start shopping for things, get things on sale, and save them until
exactly.
the next Christmas season, or, as you mentioned, birthdays and other occasions all year long. But I think especially holidays are troublesome because so many times prices are pushed up higher than normal, and there's that whole scarcity mentality the stores try to create to get you to rush in there and get in long lines and that kind of thing. And I avoided that by shopping year-round, just as you said. And when it came time for the holidays, all I had to do was pull out all the gifts I had stashed around the house
exactly.
and decide who's getting what and begin to wrap them. And that was so much more enjoyable than being out there in the malls and the stores and the lines. I just never liked doing that. So I always planned ahead. And even with toys, you can do that with toys, too. You have catalogs. I used to order from catalogs a long time ago, the toys for the kids, months ahead, and then pick them up in November or December.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The layaway plan, I remember that with my kids. I would always have things on layaway. And
yeah.
I would pay for it over time. So in December, I didn't have this huge looming, oh, my gosh, I have to pay all this money. And I think that that's the trap that we get into when you start spending and spending, like you were saying, and you're going out running from store to store, and you just figure, oh, well, I don't care. Here's my credit card, and I'll just pay it off. But if you think about it, might take you 2 or 3 years to pay off what you just spent for a month. It's just foolish. To me, that's a waste of your well-being.
That's right. It will interfere with your well-being, that's for sure. So you're getting at what I was going to ask you next is the benefits of being thoughtful and budget conscious about gift giving. It's not just about being frugal with the gift giving, but it actually has benefits for us. Do you want to touch on what some of those benefits? You already just mentioned one about our own well-being.
Right, and I think you can actually relax and enjoy the holiday, which to me is the ultimate goal. You should be able to, if you're sharing with friends or family or just your neighbors, you should just be able to relax and enjoy the holiday spirit instead of worrying, A, about your bills, and B, about did I give them enough? Was it a big enough present? Is my house decorated enough? It's just, to me, the older I've gotten, I realize there are just some things that are more important, and it's the spirit of the season, not how much it costs.
Right. It's very sad, as a matter of fact, to see people during the holidays, especially the few days before, seeing people so frantic, frantically looking for things and just selecting anything. I just, over the years, like you, as I've gotten older, I've made it a point to not even go shopping, you know, to make sure my shopping is done before that week, so that if I am out, I can just stroll and enjoy the music, sit down and look at the beautiful sights and the animation, some of the malls, you know, really just enjoy the season and not have this anxiety about the gift.
That's exactly. That's the whole thing, and the franticness. And actually, last Christmas, I had one of the best Christmas seasons I've ever had because I was here alone, and we didn't have any company, which was a rarity, but I ended up taking my dogs with my husband up to the snow, and we did it. We had such a good time that we did it, like, several times just because we finally got to enjoy what the Christmas season to me was all about, which was snow and the beauty of the landscape and the lights. We got to drive around and see these beautiful things and go out for dinner, quiet dinner. And it just was so relaxing for a change just to be by ourselves. And it still turned out very beautiful.
That is. What part of the country do you live in?
Central Oregon.
Oregon, okay. So you definitely have snow, and you definitely know that it's Christmas season.
Well, sometimes more, yeah. Sometimes it's unpredictable, but it is a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, that's great. Now, are there any additional gift-giving tips that you want to share with us as we're winding down toward the end of the show?
Well, I did learn a lot last year on buying on the Internet. I do shop a lot on the Internet anyway because we are in a rather remote area. But the important thing that I found was to always get free shipping or just don't do it. And the other part, too, as much as I love wrapping things myself and sending them on, I realized, unfortunately, at the end there, that by doing that myself, it costs a lot in postage and shipping costs. So it's actually more effective if you order it, always try and get free shipping or the least amount that you can pay, but have it shipped directly to the person, and you'll save more money.
Okay, so when you're buying the gift on the Internet, whatever store or site, take advantage of the fact that they will ship it directly to the recipient for you.
Right.
And they probably have a place where you can put your customized greeting, and they'll add that to the package, right?
Right. And some, like Amazon, they will even do gift wrapping. So that's another learning tool that I picked up last year. It was like, I love sending the boxes myself, but it costs so much in shipping that I realized, next time I'll be sending it through Amazon or whoever I order through.
Well, that's one of those examples of learning to take advantage of technology. I think sometimes in the interest of doing things the old way, you know, we get pleasure from some of those old ways of doing things, but they're just not always cost or time effective. So
right.
You were smart to figure that out because the sentiment is still there when the person receives the gift. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us some budget-friendly ideas. And I know you're interested in the environment, and that's another thing that can happen when you cut out some of the wrapping and stuff that we normally do, right?
Exactly. Another really neat way to do things is by using things that are available, like pine cones or even boughs. If you go out in designated areas and you pick up, you know, your pine boughs and things like that, you don't have to spend money on those. And to me, it's a way of recycling nature. It's using what's there and not making an ecological impact on the environment.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Audrey, for being my guest, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I invite you to join me again next Monday for another show, exciting, informative as always. In the meantime, Have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.